drift in religion. Religion is meant to impart the knowledge of God, knowledge of the Supreme Self within you, the homogeneous being that resides in every living creature. In the world today, there is hardly any spiritual education. Religion has been reduced to mere maxim and mandate. Free thinking has been stifled, strangled, and people have lost their reason, their independent judgment. The natural growth in spirituality has been stunted by forced doctrine and dogma. The well-meaning custodians of religion have turned the masses into spiritual pygmies. There is a heartless, unnatural practice in plant culture known as bonsai. Bonsai are miniaturized trees. 300-year-old cedars and pines have been kept dwarfed as onion plants. This is done by cutting their inner rootlets. When the roots are not allowed to strike deep into the soil, the trees cannot shoot high into the air. Likewise, when you do not penetrate deep into the core of your personality, you remain spiritually dwarfed. This is the present trend in religion. People all over the world allow themselves to be influenced by views and opinions of others. They accept religious teachings blindly. Few get to the merit of religion. If religion is to purify and bring about human evolution, it has to be inquired into, judged and accepted on its own merit, not on authority. Your approach to religion should be to get to the depth of knowledge therein. Examine it per se. Judge it on its own merit. Do not accept anything because it was laid down by sages and saints. If you adopt their declarations mechanically, you flout the fundamental principles of religion. You miss the spirit of religion. You would do well to take up religion as you would science or mathematics. Study its subject matter carefully. Reflect upon it over and over again. Understand it thoroughly. Apply the knowledge gained in your practical life. The knowledge thus tested becomes your own. Religion today is far from reaching its objective. There is an inversion of a natural order. The self is being made a slave to the ghosts of old books. Well-meaning preceptors have wasted their time torturing old texts to squeeze out the truth, which was a matter of their personal experience. Others try to force their own meaning from those lifeless words. There are religious practitioners who swear by Bhashya's commentaries, which are more complicated than the original texts. They place the study of language and texts higher than the truths therein, and merely stuff the mind with authorities and quotations. Consequently, their intellects have stopped functioning. The well-meant efforts have retarded rather than advanced human progress towards God-realization. Therefore, you must approach religion with your head and heart. Be free to think. Use reason to arrive at your own conclusion. But the unfortunate trend these days is to boost up the image of a personality, and thoughtless people rely on his authority. Take matters too much on trust. They depend on outside forces to do their thinking. Thus let themselves be hypnotized by others' views and opinions. This is spiritual suicide, the bane of all religion. The enlightened souls attained the supreme state by their own efforts. So must you. You may take guidance from spiritual masters, but not enslave yourself. The religious leaders in the world have virtually destroyed the growth of spirituality, especially among the youth. By forcing their own religious beliefs indiscriminately upon the masses and insisting they observe obsolete codes of conduct, do not let yourself be influenced by their imperative commandments. Rise above such unnatural influence. Strive hard on your own to get to the spirit of religion and gain the sane knowledge of the living present, rather than burying yourself in the dead past.